Welcome to Stories and Stanza, the podcast that delves into past, explores the world of prose and poetry, and brings you real-life stories. Join us every week as we take you on a journey through the human experience, sharing inspiring stories and conversations that will uplift your spirit and leave you feeling motivated and inspired. Whether you are a lover of literature, a writer, or simply someone who enjoys a good story, Stories and Stanza is the podcast for you.
Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Stories and Stanza, where we have a team of filmmakers joining us as guests to talk about their upcoming project, Hello New Horizons. And Chantia, Andre, are you okay to give a brief introduction for the listeners?
Of course. Thanks for having us. I'm Chandria Brownlow. I'm the CEO founder of Chandria Brownlow Film Studios. I'm most excited about releasing my fourth film project called Hello New Horizons, which is an amazing short film project, filmed right here in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. And appreciate you for having us here today.
Yeah, no, and to follow up, my name is Andre, and I play Landon Howard in this production, and I'm a local Chicago actor, and had a great time participating in this project, and happy to be here today.
That is fantastic. It's great to have both of you here on my show, and I'm a poet myself, and I started this podcast to share like my poetry and the stories behind it. That's why it's called Stories and Stanza. And gradually, I started having guests come and join my show and share their stories. And in that process, I learn from them, and maybe it helps listeners to, you know, hear something that they can relate to. So that's the idea behind this. So, yeah, let us start talking about the project. So do you want to give a film synopsis, like about the story, about the inspiration, etc.?
Sure. So it's a short film. It's a 20-minute short film, and it's about Landon and Courtney Howard, which are a couple on their kind of navigating their pathway to divorce. And so it's set in an office with opposing counsel present, and they have to really sit down and divvy up their assets. So it starts off really tense, and then nostalgia kind of kicks in when you start to kind of go down the list of your assets and this life you've built together with your soon to be ex-spouse, and you know, those memories come back up, and we just watch our two leads kind of navigate those memories, and then the audience gets to see if, you know, they find their way back to each other, you know, if they can forgive, if they can move on and move past it. And so I can't tell you it is a happy ending, which is the first film project I've had that kind of had a full on happy ending. And so I was really, really excited about that one. And I hope that it's a really great teachable moment. So, yeah, it's really a story of impending divorce.
Yeah. And you are a writer of the story as well, right?
Yes. I wrote it, produced it, directed it, edited it. I do wear a lot of hats, but I do have a lot of help, though. You know, my family, my husband, my niece helped on the project as well. My husband, director of cinematography for me, so he's always helping me shoot. My niece Morgan she was like a PA for us on set, but she also was an acting coach and just helping, you know, the talent kind of get there and pull those emotions out. And then also I have people that I work with outside of, you know, our little family bubble, to help me with like editing audio. Like I hired an audio editor. I hired, motion graphics artists, things like that. Now those are things aren't in my wheelhouse. So yeah, I didn't do it all, but I did a great chunk of it. But yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this project? Like you said, it's your fourth project, right? Mm-hmm. And so what inspired you to this one? And I'm also keen to know about your inspiration into filmmaking in general, if you would like to talk about it.
Sure. For this project, I think that I started knowing I wanted a happy ending. I know, and I wanted forgiveness. And, you know, I'm actually kind of on this quest as of late about creating content that makes people feel something, that teaches people something. Because I just feel like there's so much content in the world right now, so much film content, so much media content, but also just so much news and so much ick in the world globally, that I just feel like, you know, we as people have to be more sensitive about what we're like, what we're fueling ourselves with, what we're reading, what we're watching. And so, you know, I started to want to contribute in a more meaningful way. And so I wanted to tell a story about forgiveness, to kind of help us all kind of navigate our own relationships with more mindfulness in the future. So, you know, I think about not necessarily like marital relationships, but just relationships in general that, you know, sometimes we could have conflict, and sometimes it could just be the most minute thing. It could be the pettiest thing that, you know, you're just mad at somebody forever, or you just don't talk to somebody forever about. And sometimes we're just an apology away from everything being okay, you know, and not having to sweep it under the rug, but actually communicating and talking things through. And so I kind of used the lead characters in this project as kind of an example of how to do that, you know, how to be open, how to be receptive, how to apologize, you know, how to be accountable for what you've done that may have impacted someone, and also how to see things from the other person's lens too. These two characters put in the work. And I can't even talk about, I haven't even gotten to, you know, all the energy and passion that I feel like Andre and Camille, who plays Courtney Howard, brought into the role on their own, like aside from what I wrote on the paper, you know, about the energy that they brought into it. But I just hope that as a collective unit, we were able to achieve that, and that more people see the film and can be inspired to be more mindful about their relationships.
That is truly fantastic. No, what you said about the inspiration and the motivation behind this film, that I believe it resonates a lot with me, and especially I think in today's world, it makes perfect sense for people to, you know, practice that wellness, the mindfulness journey, and when it comes to relationships. So thank you for that. So yeah, I'll probably go over to Andre and ask you to share something about your character, like maybe the strengths and weaknesses that you explored in the film.
Sure, absolutely. As it was mentioned, you know, this couple is going through a rough patch here. And with Landon, he's, you know, he's been a accountant, and that he met his wife at work, at the workplace. And, you know, they had a span of time where they things were going well, and they were both kind of spontaneous and kind of had that youthful energy and looking forward to the future. And they went into this new business venture. But yeah, no, just to keep it concise. Just Landon and Courtney were kind of going into this joint business venture after having some kind of youthful exuberance in the early part of their relationship. And basically, they are both kind of getting overwhelmed with their own personal and work responsibilities. And Landon is in a place of kind of feeling underappreciated and feeling like he's really contributing to their joint cause and this joint business here, and that Courtney doesn't really see that. And what ends up kind of causing us some rift is, you know, over this overwhelming theme of communication. And, you know, just kind of taking a look at, you know, what certain experiences that I've been through and kind of where I was able to relate in some ways with Landon, and just how I understand how vital that communication piece is in a relationship. And if that is not there between the two people, that rifts can be created, resentment can creep in, and, you know, you can end up in a divorce attorney office. So, you know, that's kind of what I was looking at when looking at the role.
Right. So, like, when you are preparing for the role, what did it take you? And maybe you can talk about Camille as well. Like, what were the challenges you had to overcome, or where did you get your inspirations for the role?
Sure. As far as myself, again, you know, I just tried to see what was relatable. And in terms of, you know, maybe my own personal life experiences, and then try to put myself in Landon's shoes, and how challenging of a situation that might be. And also just going off of the script in terms of trying to read between the lines a bit, as far as, you know, how self-aware is Landon to, you know, have all of this take place and not really fully, like, kind of understand the impact of his actions or inaction in this sense. And, you know, how does that impact my behavior and how I interact with Camille's character, Courtney? And also just, one, seeing what she's saying through her lines, but then also, you know, in our rehearsals, getting a feel for her energy and where the direction she was taking her character, and then trying to be able to, you know, be present and play off of her to, you know, kind of navigate the arc of the film. So to know where we actually end up, with things working out, but just kind of navigating it and also taking the direction from our director here, just kind of helping us kind of navigate those hills and valleys. So
thanks for that, Andre. And Chandria, I believe, like, you know, now the other actors who are not part of this chat, you want to talk a little bit about their side of the journey? Like, I understand, like, there are the couples, and then there are the attorneys. So we heard the couple's side of the story. And what about the attorneys? How did they go through that? And were there any challenges? Sure. Learning?
Sure. It was, I wouldn't say where there were particular challenges, but I think that we all kind of had to really understand the way I wrote the story was that not only were Landon and Courtney at odds in this film, but then opposing counsel were at odds as well. And so it's really that dance that they both, each set of them was kind of responsible for. You know, just the nicest group of people all around. And so I kind of really put them in a room and they're like, they're tense and they're emotionally attacking each other, you know, and it's just, everybody's so nice and warm and friendly. And, you know, the camaraderie was really great, but then they kind of had to, you know, the beauty of being a really great actor or actress is you got to turn that thing on. And so I had opposing counsel have to really defend their clients to each other. You know, in the case of Andre's character, Landon had opposing counsel who was just, you know, really much more understanding. She was much softer. You know, she had both of their best interests of them as a couple in mind. You know, she was, you know, trying to give them freedom to roam and explore, you know, the challenges that were, you know, that they were facing, and, you know, divvying up those assets versus Camille's character, which was Courtney Howard, her attorney, shout out to Hannah Chang, who played Jennifer Lim. And Jennifer Lim is an attorney who is just about her business and let's move on. And we don't have time to, you know, go down emotional roller coasters and, you know, go back and forth and argue. We're, you know, you've already chosen to divorce. Why are we in the room arguing? You know, why is there so much tension when you both have made that choice? And so I think that it was, I think for what I've given them, what I gave them in this script was that there was going to be tension, you know, really throughout the entire thing. I think they all navigated it well, but I'm pretty, I mean, not, no one's an attorney, you know, and, you know, Camille and Andre aren't, you know, a married couple in real life going through a divorce. And so I think it's just all a true testament to just, you know, how talented, you know, all four of them really are and how they really, you know, brought their A game to bring the story to life.
That is fantastic to hear. We explored a fair bit on the characters, and as a filmmaker or as a director, I'd like to know about the discipline you followed, or like, and maybe give us some details about when you. How long it took from thinking about the idea and completing the project and such things.
Sure. You know what? I started this journey for this particular project with a completely different script. And sometimes it keeps happening to me, but it feels like every time I go to cast a project, I lose somebody, you know, either with a scheduling conflict or I don't know. I something happens where it just doesn't work out for somebody. And then I end up being kind of at the crossroads of like, do I keep casting? Do I keep looking? Which is my least favorite part about this entire thing is, do I keep looking for that person? Do I keep trying to fill that role, or do I move forward? So that happened in this case. I was considering a completely different storyline. You know, two people fell off the project. And so I just stuck with who I had, and I recast one of the roles, and I wrote a completely new script within a few days. And then I was like, I'm just going to work what I have. And I think that shows a true knack for just flexibility, because I mean, in any industry, in any business, I mean, life just doesn't always go our way. And so, I mean, I could sit and I could whine, I could cry about it, I could be upset about it, or I could, you know, kind of pivot. And so I've kind of mastered the art of pivoting, like, okay, let's keep it moving. And so that's exactly what happened in this case. That was a challenge. That could have been a challenge. Well, that was presented as a challenge to me that, you know, I didn't have the roles filled that I needed. And so I just used who I did have, and it worked itself out. And so I ended up getting really great people to, you know, play these characters. And so we had a really smooth day on set, not one challenge, no issues, no hiccups, no nothing. I mean, aside from just, you know, outside noise, background noise and things like that, which, you know, can't really control in like a bustling city like Chicago. But other than that, it was a great production day. And then after that, it was time for me to roll my sleeves up and get to work. And so, yeah, just a whole checklist of everything that I needed to do to get the film done. And then after that, everything I needed to do to market the film, you know, distribute the film and promote the film and submit it to film festivals, et cetera, et cetera. And so not too many hiccups, I can say. Or none that I would consider a challenge, just because, you know, I've kind of come to learn the process on this side of things. And so, yeah, no challenges really as film director. Really, it's for me, it's just, you know, finding good people that are dedicated to their craft, not to my craft, not dedicated to me per se, but just dedicated to the art. Like, we all came for one day to make art. And so when I find good people that love what they do and they want to keep doing it, and I love what I do and I want to keep doing it. And so when I can vibe with somebody and we can create and build something together, that's a really good day in my book. But sometimes it's like a needle in a haystack to dig through sometimes hundreds of faces and people and submissions, you know, just to get to a final four that, you know, that came to set with great energy, ready to work. The lines memorized. This has probably been my favorite group thus far that has just kind of nailed it, you know, from top to bottom.
And can you compare this project with the previous projects you have completed?
Sure. They're all different stories. I would say they're all, what they have in common, every project I've done has been related to relationships. And some way, my most recent project, Project 3, was a short film about about a young man visiting a psychotherapist to kind of work through some deep-rooted challenges he'd experienced. And it's called Kindred Spirits. And in the end of the story, it ends up being that the psychotherapist is actually his mom. And so that's kind of like the gotcha at the end. It's like he comes to confront her, but she has no idea that, you know, this is the child that she gave up many years ago when she was just at a difficult place in her life. And then, you know, she rose above, she got degrees, she, you know, she's an author, she's married, her name's changed and all these things. And so he kind of feels forgotten about. And so I would say every story, there has been some level of redemption, some level of honesty, vulnerability for all my characters. And although they don't always, I won't say they end, they won't necessarily say it's like a happy ending, like a lovey-dovey thing, but I feel like every character I create has some type of redemption or some type of metamorphosis or some type of vulnerability that leads to them accepting change. And so if I can evoke that in a character, I hope to evoke that in the audience, I guess, in the end of the day is, I guess, has been my goal for every project. So they have their similarities, but the characters themselves are completely different. Their desires, their professions, their hopes, their dreams, you know, their tics, their icks, all those things are completely different. But I can't say collectively they all want something, you know, out of these relationships. And I try to write to help them find that.
Yeah, that is truly amazing. And thanks for sharing about your past projects as well. And as you told me, like, This film is about how we make plans and then they get derailed by our choices, disappointments, misunderstandings. So what do you hope will be the takeaway from this film for audience? And I'd like to hear from both of you your thoughts around this.
Andre?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Could you repeat the last part of that question there? I missed.
Yeah. So what do you hope will be the takeaways from this film to help audience, you know, navigate their hard life lessons and growth opportunities?
Yeah. No, sure. Absolutely. I kind of would have to echo some of the sentiments. You know, I think it was a great film for expressing the power of kind of reconciliation and just, you know, a bond between two people and how, you know, overcoming adversity and overcoming, you know, some challenges and understanding that, you know, there's a lot of strength that and bonds that get built over time. And hopefully, you know, it helps the audience see that as an example of, you know, hey, even though we've hit a couple, you know, we've hit some bumps in the road, but, you know, let's stay true to who we are and try to stay connected. And that ultimately is kind of what helped guide us back to each other and ultimately helps us, you know, thrive going forward. That's kind of my takeaways from being a part of this project.
Thanks, Andre. And Chandria, I know you talked about this, I guess, at the beginning a little bit, but as we are approaching the end of the interview, do you like to say something like what would be the takeaway for audience?
I would say my takeaway for the audience is just to be more mindful, be good to each other, you know, have a little grace for each other, just because we just know, you never know what the next person's dealing with, and the next person doesn't know what you're dealing with or what challenges you may be experiencing. So I just think, you know, just at this time in our lives, you know, with so much going on, I just hope that the takeaway for this film is just to be patient, kind of handle people with care, whether you really know them deeply or not, you know, set those boundaries, but also, you know, kind of let people go. Like, I'm gonna ease you into this, you know, and I just feel like, right, with what a big part of the characters that of Landon and Courtney is, you know, neither one of them really knew how the other person was feeling. And that's, to me, that was a testament that, you know, you could be living under the same roof with someone, you could be best friends with someone, you could be super close with someone, you could eat lunch with them every day. You could just think that you would make that assumption that, you know, or that if they were going through something that they would tell you, or that they would feel comfortable telling you, or they would want to tell you, or maybe they worry about being judged, or maybe they worry about, you know, you telling them that just, it's okay. You know, like things we say sometimes to each other, like, oh, I'm really struggling, I'm tired, I'm emotional. Oh, you'll be fine. Or you're strong, you're tough. You've got this, you know, just some of that, like that extra push that sometimes we can give to each other because we think that like being affirmative and, you know, being positive is just a way to kind of handle people, because we could be dealing with our own things, but B, we just think sometimes you could just kind of push people out of whatever they're feeling. And so I just hope, if anything, the bare minimum, that this film would just help us be more mindful and more kind of gracious with people around us, whether you think you're the closest thing ever or whether it's a stranger, it's a cashier, you know, you just never know who's so close to the edge. And something you say or do could be the very thing that just kind of pulls them back, could be the very thing that gives them peace, you know, could be the very thing that kind of changes their perspective on things or their outlook on life. So I hope that it changes people in that way, in that meaningful way.
That's really beautiful. And I'm sure that everyone who sees the film will have those valuable sort of and very human ways of dealing with everyday challenges. And that's very beautifully said. As a writer, I can truly sense the motivation behind the film. And thank you for sharing all of that. That's such an emotional journey. I'm sure everyone will love your film. And just to end today's discussion, so for anyone who hasn't seen it, so how they can find this out, where they can watch it, etc., if you could share that here. And if you have some material that you want me to put in the podcast description, I'll do that as well.
Awesome. Yeah, if anybody wants to check out the film, which I thank you in advance for doing so, you can head on over to my website, cbrownlowstudios.com/hello-new-horizons. Or if you just go to cbrownlowstudios.com, there's a little drop down for the film there, where the film's on YouTube. The film's on our social media pages, on Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Links are literally everywhere, even on LinkedIn. You probably could just search Hello New Horizons and it'll come up forever.
Sure. No, I'll link your website, of course. And if you want any other social media handles you want me to link in the description, I'll do that. Okay. And it was really nice talking to both of you. Thank you for coming to my podcast and sharing your story. I really loved talking to you, and maybe if you want to talk about any other projects in future, you have my coordinates. Feel free to reach out.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and we made it work after with this 16-17 hours time difference.
Yes, we did. So good Sunday morning to you.
Yeah, and you have a great evening. Okay, cheers.
Thank you.